Now, Pittsburgh Steelers fans are lucky people. Their team has won 4 Super Bowls. They have Hall of Famers like Terry Bradshaw, Mean Joe Green, and Chuck Knoll. And for 35 years, they followed their team through the voice of our next inductee. From giving players nicknames that stuck, like Jerome the Bus Bettis, to inventing the terrible towel that Steelers fans still wave each week, he's built a following not only for the team, but for himself, right up until announcing his retirement from broadcasting just 6 months ago. Now, here to introduce our next inductee is a Football Hall of Famer, the Steelers' number 1 draft pick in 1972, selected to 9 consecutive Pro Bowls, Super Bowl IX MVP, and forever famous for his immaculate reception, Franco Harris.
Wanting to be known for his sports writing and determined to pursue this career, Myron Cope in 1968 received a surprise phone call from WTAE Radio. This call would change his history and start his journey to immortality. The phone call was for Myron to do a morning sports show. Even though Myron thought he did not have a radio voice, he took the challenge. And even on his first broadcast, he came out yelling. Now, maybe this was to wake up the morning crowd or replace the jolt of coffee, but this was his style. Now, when I say yell, I mean it was an excitable yell. And eventually, to Steelers fans, it became an affectionate yell. His commentaries would stir debate and at times ruffle feathers. But soon, the voice, his opinion, and his style would come to define Myron. The major turning point in his radio career happened in 1970 when the Pittsburgh Steelers telephoned Myron to ask him to be the color analyst for the Steelers. Myron accepted. And for the next 35 years, Steelers fans heard the voice, opinions, and style of Myron Cope. In those 35 years, Myron broadcast every Steelers football game at Three Rivers Stadium. Also, in those 35 years, he created new words and brought Pittsburghese to the world. He was either part of or helped launch the Immaculate Reception, Emperor Chaz, and his most famous, the Terrible Towel, which all the royalties go to children in need. Last week on ABC's Monday Night Football, 65,000 screaming Steelers fans were on hand, frantically waving their yellow Terrible Towels as a tribute to Pittsburgh's most beloved broadcaster of all time. National Radio Hall of Fame, thank you for inducting Myron Cope, the voice of the Pittsburgh Steelers and the first football announcer to be inducted. The circle is now complete. NFL Hall of Fame players, Hall of Fame owners, Hall of Fame coach, now Hall of Fame announcer. Hey, Steelers fans, his voice will now live forever. And we will always get to hear, this is Myron Cope on sports.
I wonder how I sounded on that Spanish station.
Oh, I think they were just, their ears were tickled, Myron.
Speaking of the Spanish station, let's hear how Mexico City's hearing this broadcast.
Sí, pero le van a dar juego.
I agree with you, pal.
Myron is Pittsburgh. I mean, my gosh, I remember growing up here listening to him on the radio when I was a kid.
Terry Bradshaw put it right on the money. And as soon as that ball landed in Stallworth's hands, you knew he was gone because Terry was then by then flat on his face. And right down the middle of the field went John Stallworth.
Joy and double joy. The Steelers are football. That's what they're about. It's football. If it doesn't have anything to do with winning or losing, heck with it. That you have no cheerleaders. I'm probably the only team in the league. No this, no that. None of them trimmings. They play football. Dark the stuffing out of that terrible quarterback couch. What makes it so delicious is that these guys talk such a big game.
Yes, they do.
That's more like it. And I think the Steelers give the town, once again, a pickup that's very important.
Myron
Mexico. He's a Pittsburgh icon. It's going to be a sad day if we ever lose him. I never want to think of that day because Pittsburgh Steeler football is Myron Cope.
Wagner getting his third interception of the playoffs.
Bryant turned my mic off. I was heading downstairs for the dressing room, so I got to stick this one out.
I'm speechless here.
For the first time in your life.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Radio Hall of Fame is proud to induct Pittsburgh's own Myron Cope.
We're from the town with the great football team. We're the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Goodness, thank you, Immaculate Reception. Oops. You know, when I was 38, and at that time I was an author and magazine writer, mostly for Sports Illustrated, as Franco indicated, a radio executive invited me to broadcast a brief daily sports commentary. What? My voice? But the radio executive said, we think we see a trend in this business toward obnoxious voices. By the way, true. By the way, I currently am experiencing shrunken vocal cords, but I am told this constitutes an improvement in my over my previous voice. Mm-hmm. At any rate, just last June, I did indeed retire from the Pittsburgh Steelers radio booth, where I had spent 35 years as a color analyst, and what followed utterly astonished me, I tell you. National awards. And then the Steelers organizing a two-day celebration of my career. And oh yes, four well-known breweries entering bids for the right to place my 76-year-old mug on beer cans. Do try the taste of Rolling Rock. I'd never considered, I promise you, considered myself a prospect for tonight's recognition, and to this moment, I do not know who nominated me. I have no idea. In fact, the presence here tonight of Ann Compton, it prompts me to liken my election here, well, in terms of my own shock, you see, to an election, the election of 1948, followed the next morning by a headline crossing the New York Times front page proclaiming Tom Dewey the winner. And hey, you know, Harry Truman, in the wee hours, Harry Truman passed. I mean, he caught and passed Truman to become president. So I can say, hey, Harry. Hey, Harry. I am as surprised tonight as you perhaps were then. And I am greatly appreciative. Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, please join me in congratulating the Radio Hall of Fame class of 2005. Abbott and Costello, Marty Brenneman, Ann Compton, Myron Cope, and Gene Shepherd. And thank you for being with us tonight. And Regis Philbin reminding you to keep your radio on. From Chicago, good night, everybody.